Good morning, North Korea, and to you too. How's your internet? WhatsApp messages going through? Phone calls working? You might be stepping out of home on your way to work, I believe, knowing the family and friends are doing well this morning. I hope they are. But not for Kashmiris, they have no clue what is going on as an entire state is under house arrest after the real Tukre Tukre gang split the state. While we have been told that all is normal, peaceful, so peaceful and normal that India's National Security Advisor was having Wazwan with a few South Kashmiris with shutters all down around him, giving them confidence that all is well. Hopefully when PM makes his speech today, the Kashmiris will be able to hear it, talk about it, and hopefully know when the communications will be restored. Kashmir is peaceful and normalcy is there. So what if over 300 political leaders remain in custody as part of government's measure since midnight on Sunday to avoid trouble? Like a great leader, when once asked about her role in instigating and demolition of an unpopular religious structure, said, "The water in Ganga has flown. This too shall pass." While we are on gushing and water flowing, just wanted to let you know that more than 1.32 lakh people have been shifted to safer places in western Maharashtra, with the flood situation remaining especially grim in Kolhapur and Sangli districts on Wednesday following incessant rains. It is 8th August 2019, and while some citizens of India are being shifted to safer places, some others' house itself has been made an unsafe place. And of course, Pakistan is waking up late to the party, but at least earlier than the Indian National Congress, which perhaps has more in common right now with the USA. Well, contrary to press reporting, the Indian government did not consult or inform the US government before moving to revoke Jammu and Kashmir's special constitutional status, said Alice Wells, who's the acting assistant secretary of the US government's Bureau of South and Central Asian Affairs. This is in direct contrast to what the news was on the 5th of August that External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar had informed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about the decision on Jammu and Kashmir when they met in Bangkok last week. So US too is feeling betrayed? Well, who cares? Meanwhile, hostilities between India and Pakistan further rose on Wednesday as the neighbour closed a corridor of its airspace, expelled Indian High Commissioner Ajay Bisaria, and suspended bilateral trade a day after New Delhi stripped Jammu and Kashmir of special status and bifurcated the state into two union territories. The US has urged Pakistan to refrain from any retaliatory aggression against India over the latter's action on J&K. Former Minister of External Affairs Salman Khurshid described the move as short-sighted. "They are the only ones who will suffer losses," he said. "But if they want to make a symbolic decision, it's their choice." And while we are in symbol, it looks like behind every symbolism, somewhere there is a land in question. And nothing sells better than God's real estate. The 5-judge constitution bench hearing the Ayodhya dispute on Wednesday wondered whether any court in the world had ever before been called on to determine the birthplace of a god. "We are asked to determine the question relating to the birthplace of Lord Ram. Are there any other similar questions, like whether Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem or some such question arose anywhere around the world about the birthplace of any god?" That's Justice S.A. Bobre asking a packed courtroom. Well, nobody knew. "I will check and inform your lordships," said senior advocate K. Parasaran, appearing for a Hindu claimant, who told the bench headed by Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi, and including Justices D.Y. Chandrachud, Ashok Bhushan and Abdul Nazir, apart from Justice Bobre. Reading out from his brief, Parasaran said, "The abiding belief among millions of devotees that Ram was born in Ayodhya was itself evidence that a temple did exist at the disputed site. According to the Hindu groups, Ram was born on the disputed plot and a temple to him existed there before Mughal Emperor Babur pulled it down and built a mosque. In 1949, a Ram idol was smuggled in and installed in a makeshift temple. In 1992, a mob of car sevaks demolished the Babri Masjid." And with that, we head to international news, where a cross-Canada manhunt that transfixed the international community appears to have come to an end, with police saying they believe they have found the bodies of teen fugitives Cam McLeod and Briar in northern Manitoba. Now, Briar and McLeod were suspects in the double murder of Australian Lucas Fowler, who was 23, and US citizen Shayna Dees, who was 24. The young couple were on a road trip when their bodies were discovered on 15 July in a ditch by the side of a remote highway near their van. Both had been shot. Meanwhile, leaving UK is getting tougher for the British. I mean, Brexit is another thing, but British Airways was facing passenger anger on Wednesday as more than 500 flights were cancelled or delayed as a result of a systems failure again. Reports suggested dozens of flights in and out of Heathrow, Britain's busiest airport, had been cancelled, grounding around 15,000 passengers. And that is my cue to exit. Wishing you a healthy, safe and productive day. Spare a thought for Kashmiris. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.